For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Friend of mine, it's a privilege to invite you today. Unashamedly, I invite you to let Jesus Christ be Savior and Lord in your life. And watch what he will do in your life. He will transform your life from the inside out. Not from the outside in, from the inside out. He will change your thought patterns, your purposes for living. He will change your goals, and he will change your love for him and your love for people. It's a privilege to invite you. Please, friend of mine, he knocks on your door. You're not seeking him. He's been seeking you for a long time. All he needs for you to do is say, Lord, come in and be Savior and Lord in my life. Now, he knows when you're faking, and he knows when you're genuine. When you are genuine in that request, he will come in and begin a transforming work in your character, that when he is finished, he will take you on an excursion throughout the universe with all of his other saints. I invite you to invite him in now. Now. He's done a lot for me. He's still working on me. But I thank God I invited him in. Do the same right now. And to those you who have invited him before, just recommit your life to him anew today.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives. But that something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations.
Thank you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
And this is the broadcast, Think It Over. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I'm going to ask our co-host today to introduce our first guest, Chaplain Peters.
This gentleman's bio, I just got to read it. It's amazing, and you can definitely see the hand of God in his life. He's an alumnus of Oakwood Academy and Oakwood College and UAH and Andrews Theological Seminary and the Naval War College and Regent University. He's the son of Robert and Elizabeth Peters, Jr. He's the husband of Dallas Peters. Maiden name was Henry, Dallas Henry. Parents of Kyra Peters and Robert Peters IV. And he always wants you to know that he is a servant of the Lord. His occupation is that of a military chaplain. He's a Navy chaplain, and we'll let him tell you about Commander Select. But let me introduce Dr. Robert W. Peters III.
It's a joy to have you, sir.
Thank you, Elder. Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
Yes.
Always a blessing. Always a blessing to be back home in Huntsville, Alabama, and to spend time with you here at the radio station.
You know, it seems to me that you have a unique mission that flows from you about growth. Could you share with us?
Yes, Elder. Spiritual growth. But before I do that, if you would just give me 1 second. My wife and my children, they're here, but they're with my mother. And at this point in time, I know they're listening to the radio station. So I just want to tell my daughter, who I see smiling even as I talk to you all, and everyone who's listening, that as a military chaplain, the things that we do and the things that I'm called to do could not be done. Ministry could not be done in the field that I operate in without a wife, mm-hmm. or a spouse, if you're a chaplain who is a female, mm-hmm. without a spouse who supports the call that God has on your life wholeheartedly. And I have a wife who is phenomenal. Dallas, I love you, and I thank you for the years of service to not just me, but to God and his country. Mm-hmm. My children, Robert and Cara, they've been called to ministry also. The work that they have to do, both spiritually, as they move around the world, mm-hmm. It's not easy on young people. And I want the world to know that I love my daughter and I love my son. I'm grateful to God for what they have been to this family and to so many other people. And Mom, you know, I love you too. And my grandmother, who's probably listening. And we just could not be here without a village. And praise so God. As we talk this evening, I just wanted to say that first.
Praise God, man.
And the question you asked, Elder, about spiritual growth, that has been a call on my life from God since He called me to chaplaincy.
Yes.
You know that when I left Oakwood Academy, I had the dream to fly. The Lord placed in my heart to be a pilot, and I made a promise with Him out of high school. Lord, if you let me fly on earth and you let me fly in heaven, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I had to swallow those words. I've had to swallow those words many times. And He allowed me to fly on earth. And while I was a Marine aviator in 1999 in the Desert of 29 Palms, God called me on that promise. And long story short, He said, I want you to become a chaplain. And after a three-day, three-night fight, no sleep for three nights walking the desert, out in the heat, 130 degrees in the shade, I do believe, on those days when I was out in the desert, the Lord made it crystal clear. He's like, I want you to do this. And I obeyed after 3 days. I wish I could say that I was an obedient servant of the Lord at that point in time, and He just had to speak once. But it wasn't the case. But after 3 days and three nights of no sleep, I agreed to be obedient.
I don't want to stop you, but self never dies easy.
It never dies easy, Elder. And so this is the beginning of the journey of the Lord revealing to me the transformation of self to selflessness. The understanding of spiritual growth isn't about as much as what you know, but more about how you've been transformed by who you know. The reason God sent me to the Marine Corps, of all places, out of college, was to teach me the power of transformation, of me to understand how important it was for self to die. For self to die so that a greater purpose could be glorified. With that understanding, that transformation, when God called me to the ministry, He began to show me how the things that I'd learned in the Marine Corps, of all places, were directly applicable and principled, first and foremost, in Scripture. And spiritual growth has been the outcome of what He has been transforming me and teaching me. And what I've learned is the flesh, when they talk about the flesh, to put it in vernacular for today, they just mean selfishness.
Yes.
God is trying to remove selfishness out of us and get us to operate in the Spirit, which is selflessness. Mm-hmm. And that is the hardest things for creatures of the flesh to be willing to let God do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said going into the Marines was the beginning. And just put us through that process. You're out of college.
Out of college.
You got your degree. You're smart. Degrees. You're talented. Now you go to the Marines. So how did that start that?
I wanted to be a pilot, and God honored my request. And I tried several other ways, but God knew better. And He said, no, I want you in the Marine Corps of all places. And He made that happen.
Right.
But what I didn't know is the Marine Corps process of transformation means that you must die to self. Now, where's that principle come from? Mm-hmm. You must die to self. And no longer is self as important as
the team, the big thing, the bigger thing.
The bigger picture. Okay? God's mission and purpose for our lives of ministry is far more important than my selfish desires. Jesus had to go. I mean, he was made perfect through suffering. And the Marine Corps teaches you how to become perfect through suffering. And people think that perfect means, you know, you don't make mistakes. It just means mature. It means complete. It means being where it is God needs you to be so that you can be broken and used. And so the Marine Corps made it very clear to me from day one that it's not about you. We're going to shave your head bald. We're going to take your clothes from you. We're going to change your name. You're going to speak differently. You're going to walk differently. You're going to talk differently. You're going to go to sleep when we tell you to go to sleep. You're going to wake up when we tell you to wake up. You're going to stand where we tell you to stand. You're going to move when we tell you to move. And anything you need, we're going to provide for you. And this is all biblical. When God transforms us and we really submerge ourselves into being baptized into the Spirit, we begin to realize that we're not our own. It's not about my will. It's thy will be done. Wow, imagine that. You mean I don't have my will? No, it's God's will. What does God want? and you begin to tune your mind to the frequency of heaven, and you begin to hear God speak, and you take joy in doing His will, not your own. And so self has to die so that God can be increased.
Awesome. Yeah. I want to never forget you took my wife and I on this trip in San Diego.
Yes.
And you took us into the Marines who were just coming in.
Yes.
And then you took us at the end of the day to the Marines who were leaving.
Yes.
What a difference.
Yes.
Transformation.
Transformation. It's a total transformation. And this is what God wants for us as spiritual adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come in, we have to be born again. The Marine Corps will birth you.
Mm-hmm.
They will rebirth you when you, and you got to see those young people who are rebirthed. But when they become mature, complete, perfect, they're sent out to do the work. God wants us to be born again. And that born again state is a mindset of where we realize that we need God more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And if we never, ever forget that we need God more than anything else, what He will then do is transform us through stages of spiritual growth. The next one, which is one of my favorite ones, requires us to now realize that we need God more than we need the things that self says is so important, those idols in our lives. And wow, are they many. Wow, those idols are many, and they come in so many different shapes and forms. And God really, 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 really needs us to get this in our heads. We need God more than air itself. We need God more than food itself. We need God more than our friends. We need God more than fame and fortune and money. And we need God more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And this is only the second stage of spiritual growth where He begins to help you comprehend this. And so many people just won't grow past that bottle because they don't want this part of the spiritual growth. It's really difficult, but it's necessary.
Well, tell me some of the items, please.
Oh, Elder. Ooh. Oh, well, let me tell a story. Let's be honest and transparent. quick story. In my ministry, there was a period in time where God was showing me just how deep idol worship can be.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that anything that you love more than you love God, or anything that's more important to you than God, anything that would cause you to tell God no,
mm-hmm.
is an idol. So one day I was shopping for some clothes that I needed to preach, and I found a tie, and the tie was beautiful. I mean, the tie was incredible, Elder. And I said, "Oh, this will look perfect on my outfit for Sabbath, so I can preach." And the Spirit of the Living God said, no, don't buy that tie.
Mm-mm.
And I said, Lord, but look at this tie. It matches perfectly. Oh, this tie is it. The Spirit of the Living God said, no, don't buy that tie. I was like, but it's on sale.
Mm-mm.
Come on, Jesus.
Mm-mm.
Jesus, this tie. The Spirit of the Living God didn't speak to me again after that. He let me go after two times. He said, no. He said, okay, I got you. So I bought the tie, Elder. I bought the tie. Wore the tie to preach. Preached the sermon the Lord gave me. But I believe I hit the sermon out the park. Everything was where it was supposed to be.
Mm.
After the service was over, walked to the door to greet the saints as they're on their way out. Saints are like, oh, Pastor, that sermon was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you.
Okay.
And in the same breath, man, that's a beautiful tie.
Oh.
Oh, that tie is beautiful. Oh, that's a nice tie. Now listen.
Distraction. He don't want that.
He don't want that. Listen to me. Eric, when the sisters and the brothers hit on the tie, blow after blow after blow after blow, the Holy Spirit was standing there going,
I told you.
Did not tell you, don't buy the tie.
I told you.
Oh, I was so condemned.
That's real.
I was so condemned.
Pray. A tie's not a sin either.
No. A tie's not a sin.
No.
The sin is the self. The sin is selfishness,
yes.
And not being willing to listen to the Spirit of God over self. And so there are things in our lives that do one of two things, right? The flesh wants them, selfishness wants them, and we want them more than being obedient to God.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes those things are actually placed into our lives by the enemy, and they're attached to give the enemy access to us that the Lord our God who loves us wants to keep us safe from the excess.
Yes. Well, I'm just so grateful, Chaplain. I just a privilege having you talk about the growth. And I just want you to know that I'm going to come back and talk with you after our next song. I would like to come back and talk with you a little while longer. But I have two other guests that I'm going to be chatting with today. And so I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to fellowship with them. But, Chaplain, I just praise God for what you've shared with us today. And may God continue to bless you. Those were the Aeolians singing for us today, and what a privilege it is to have them as they share the gifts that God has given them. And today on the broadcast, this is the broadcast, Think It Over, and I have on the line with me today Dr. Yvonne Lewis-Shelton and also Mr. Jason Bradley. It's just a privilege having you tuned in with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. We're so happy to be with you. This is our tradition, you know. Every year we have to be on the program with you. This is a blessing for us as well. So thank you so much for the invitation.
Well, there are still, this is his sidekick, there's still a couple of chairs over here that are empty. So we are so glad that technology has given us the ability to still hang out and spend some time together.
That's right. That's now, right, Brother Eric.
Are you guys in different places?
We are. Jason, tell them where you are. Jason, are you on? Well, I don't know. Maybe he's not. I'm here in West Frankfort, where 3ABN is, and Jason is in Marion, Illinois, which is about 30 minutes away from 3ABN. So, we're in the same state, but we're not in the same location right now.
Well, you know, Dr. Lewis, I just want to share with you, my son was always talking about how I was on the 3ABN, and his son was on 3ABN, and he said, but you know, I'm not on 3ABN. I said, but I've never had a whole series of programs. And
it gets a little thick over here, Doc.
As a result of that, he's on Dare to Dream, and I noticed that his series has played more than once.
And,
there's no jealousy, because what good would it do to be jealous? It wouldn't change anything. So it's just a privilege having you and the 3ABN and Brother Danny Shelton. He knows, I think, the world of him, and Sister Shelley Quinn and all those at 3ABN. And I'd just like to ask you to give us a little update. I've seen some new programming. I've seen so many different things. I'd just like to give us a little bird's eye view of how the 3ABN Dare to Dream Network, as well as 3ABN in general.
Oh, the Lord has been really, really blessing. 3ABN has 9 different networks underneath its umbrella. So 3ABN is the parent network, and Dare to Dream is the urban network. And I have been here with 3ABN since 2010. I can't believe the time has gone by so fast. And 3ABN's urban network, Dare to Dream, came about because, you know, our urban communities have specific challenges and needs. And Danny Shelton had started an urban network with Wintley Phipps. And Wintley was heading the other urban network. But for one reason or another, it just never took off. And Wintley's very busy and all. So it just kind of lay dormant for a while. And then I came to 3ABN to talk about a book that I had written, and Danny and I began to talk about my heart for the inner city, and he told me about that network, and he felt impressed that I should be the new general manager for Dare to Dream. And so, and it wasn't even called Dare to Dream. It didn't even have a name. So the Lord just was so faithful and sent hosts like Eric and other hosts to come to host programs that were designed around the issues confronting the inner city, issues like unemployment and relationships and even sexual purity and incarceration and what to do afterwards and just all kinds of practical programming. So I'm really thankful for that. And then I don't know if my son is on yet. Jason, are you on? I'm wondering if he's just waiting for us to contact him, so maybe someone can do that while I'm talking to you. But at any rate, he was my assistant, and my husband had open heart surgery. Danny Shelton, who ended up, he was my interviewer for my book, and he ended up being my husband several years later. So praise the Lord for that. I came to 3ABN to interview and got a wonderful husband too. So
yes.
Praise the Lord. So he had open heart surgery in July, and I was home with him a lot and helping him, and Jason was handling things at the office, and I thought, you know what? It's probably about time to pass the baton to Jason as my, he was my assistant for 4 years before he became the general manager. So now I am not the general manager. I am the consultant to the network, and I continue to be a part of it, and I'm really excited about where God is taking it and the programming, and Jason is the general manager. So he's gotten a promotion, and, you know, he must increase as I decrease. So it's all good.
Yes, and also, you know, when you talk about the inner city, you're talking mm-hmm. about more than just one ethnic group. You're talking about a lot of people in the inner city.
Yes.
And I noticed that a lot of people who are not in the inner city or urban at all are listening to Dare to Dream. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Truth always transcends everything. And when something is true and it's good, it transcends any particular area. So I'm just so grateful that Brother Shelton had the vision. You have taken the vision on, and now your son is taking the vision on. And we just want you to know that we pray for you, that God will continue to give you creativity. In fact, the God of the universe never runs out of creativity.
Right.
If you don't believe
that,
look
right.
at the fact
that's
that
right.
all the snowflakes have fallen and no two are alike.
That's
so
right.
There's no
that's
such thing
right.
as running out. It's a matter of us cooperating with him. I'm just so grateful that Dare to Dream is there. I'm grateful that 3ABN is there. And I'm grateful to have had a small part. And my son is having a bigger part. But there's no jealousy. There's nothing that goes along with that.
See, Doc, it's his program, so I can't start anything. But, you know, he's known as the elder. No matter where we go in the country, we say, who's the elder? His name comes up.
That's right.
And then they nominated my son to be an elder. As the typical middle child, I have not yet gotten that nomination. So once again, I'm sandwiched between Marshall, big one, and the younger one. So just pray for me, would you? My flesh is really struggling.
Well, we thank the Lord for you, Dr. Yvonne, and I trust that Brother Danny Shelton is making good progress. Physically.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Praise tell
the
him
Lord.
That we love
yes.
him, and we love the staff there at 3AB. And we pray for all of you because God wants
Thank
to continue
you.
Things. And when we get Brother Jason on the line, we'd be glad to chat with him. But I'm just so grateful that you were available to speak with us this afternoon. And continue to pray for WJOU
so
as well. Will you please?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, yes. And next year you can bring Brother Shelton with you. I want him to come and come on. Let me interview him here at this station, just as he has done me there at 3ABN. And God bless
you. And we
you.
Want you back.
Oh,
we want
I'm
you back,
grateful.
Mr. Kelly.
I'm just grateful to be a part of the family. And so I'm
going
to try to get Brother Jason on the line because I told him we wanted to say a word to him. So
he's expecting you.
Yes, and thank you very, very much, Dr. Yvonne.
Thank you,
Shelton.
And God bless you.
And God bless you and all the staff.
Thank you so much.
I
God certainly bless
appreciate
you as well.
It.
You too.
You know, it's all about Jesus. He loves people. Jesus died for people. He didn't die for things. He died for people. And the enemy wants us to be so fascinated with things that will perish, that we forget about the people who have the right and the privilege of living for eternity. And I'm so grateful that we have on the broadcast here today, we have Mrs. Carmela Crawford, we have Dr. Yvonne Lewis Shelton, and we have Mr. Jason Bradley. Thank you all for being involved in ministry to people. And I thought I would ask Brother Jason, I understand that you are associated with Dare to Dream. Tell us, what is your role there?
So I am the general manager of the Dare to Dream Network now. And so, as you know, we all wear multiple hats. Some of it involves production, producing programs, hosting television programs, prison ministry, office work, all kinds of different things, whatever it is to further the cause of Christ.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you have any particular challenges you want to tell us about?
Yes. One of the challenges, like, we want to do some more things on the road, such as, like, going on location and recording on location. And that takes a little extra finances.
Yes.
And so that's one of the challenges that we're facing, is garnering the support to make those things come into fruition.
Yes. So I hope our listeners today, including the one talking, we will certainly be supportive of 3ABN in general and Dare to Dream in particular, and it'll certainly be a privilege, because I know I enjoy the programming so very, very much. I learn so much from Dare to Dream Network. And I'm so grateful that Mrs. Carmela Crawford is on the line, and she is the editor of the Message magazine. It's a privilege having you on the line with us today, Sister Crawford.
I wouldn't miss it. I'm so happy to talk to you all. This is the way it's, you know, the only problem with this setup is that I cannot get the coconut cake or whatever it was that you all had for dinner today.
It was good, too. That's what you
know. It was good.
Yeah.
Yes. Could you tell us a little bit about Message Magazine? Do you have any experiences that have been a blessing and that you've heard about?
Oh, yes. You know, I was listening to the show up until now, and I just have to say, as an aside, happy 40th anniversary to WJOU, where we started out so many years ago, and where I used to work and be there on the board with you, Elder Kelly. It's always great to revisit the radio station on Sabbath afternoon,
yes,
of Alumni Weekend.
Yes.
So I praise God for this ministry and for the springboard and the training he gave me, because, you know, there are days when you are out there in the field doing what you need to do, but you learn through hardship and through challenge to,
yes,
keep going. And that is the message of the Lord to our people. You learn through the challenges,
mm-hmm,
and the hardship to cling to the almighty hand of God, and he buoys us up, and that's why we have that song in our heart. So I say all that to say, God is good. Through everything, the story of Message Magazine is a story of preservation to make sure that God can use this instrument to get to his people even now. And so what is so beautiful, we love to hear the stories of people using Message Magazine in their own personal ministry. So I love, and I'm glad to hear Ms. Yvonne and Jason on the line. We love to be together. Dare to Dream, just like Message, is a ministry. Message, we often encourage people, this is something that you do yourself to share with other people. And so I was so excited to hear, just a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to some people, and they said, oh, I got to tell you, one, I was sending my subscription into the prisons, as Message has asked for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Send us either the donation, or make sure if you know someone, a friend or family member who is incarcerated,
mm-hmm,
make sure that they get Message not only for the inspiration, but the encouragement. And from one organization and ministry that has a testimony of preservation and endurance and knowing that God will bring you through it, I believe is so apropos to being into the prison. So this young lady told me she had been sending message into a good friend of hers who was in prison. He got out. Hallelujah. He got out.
Amen.
But when he left, his friends, there were two friends there, and they said, well, there goes that that magazine and that subscription. So she says, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure you brothers get what you need to keep you going.
Mm.
And so I love to hear the story of people using it, and I love the spread of the love and the spread of the encouragement that happens with this message. Just last week as well, I heard a good friend of ours who was telling me that he was standing in the line talking about the spread of the encouragement and the inspiration and whatever other information. He was standing in line at the airport getting ready to get on a plane, and he had the magazine open, and he was reading. I wonder if he's listening right now, because I thought this was so cute. He was reading our relationship column written by Willie and Elaine Oliver called Relationship RX. And we always try to go in with Relationship RX to, you know, talk about the kinds of things that snag couples, you know what I mean? And it's not always, as we know, it's not always a bombshell issue, but so often, as the Olivers have told me over and over again, it's those little nitpicky, you know, annoyances that can derail somebody and cause resentment. And so we had in the magazine a story where the headline said, "She's so slow, tell her to hurry up."
Oh,
and
like that's gonna work.
Oh yeah, right. Let's see. And, you know, the Olivers go through a beautiful, you know, talking about acceptance, talking about, you know, this is the person that you marry, you need to continue to remember how you got together and all that sort of thing. And so while my friend is reading the magazine, there's a man who doesn't look like what we usually think our target audience looks like, who's looking over his shoulder, and he said, "Well, what is the answer? What is the answer? What do you do when your wife takes too long?" And so all of his buddies, 10 of them, gather around our friend and is looking at the magazine. It's time to go, and they said, "Can I get that magazine?" And he said, "Sure, you got it."
Yeah.
You know, I love how this stuff works. The word, and along with the Spirit of God who moves in this magazine. I'm going to share one last thing, because I know you like to hear, just like I like to hear, how the Spirit uses this humble instrument.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a call from a woman several months ago, and I just saw her a couple of weeks ago as well. And she just says, "You know, Carmela, we appreciate the magazine. I don't always see it, but I love it, and I was subscribing for my sister." My sister comes from a religious background where she is very sensitive to the racial religious imagery that you would see.
Yes.
In other words, it sometimes is offensive to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To see maybe a Caucasian Jesus where, you know, she would feel uncomfortable with that and not necessarily accepting. Not everybody is that sensitive to things like that. But this woman's sister was. And she decided, you know, I'm going to start sending her Message magazine. In addition to that, the sister has been struggling with some issues, whether it's depression, I don't know, whatever it was. She was struggling with it. But then the woman says, "You know, Carmela, I let this subscription last. And I can tell a difference in my sister. She has been encouraged. She has continued to plod on. She keeps keeping on when she's got this inspiration and she's got this thing that buoys her along the way." And to me, you know, you and I know there are so many different influences, so many platforms, social media, news, everything that you got that comes straight to your handheld. But to hear her say, I know there's a difference where she's not getting this kind of information, inspiration, scripture, Bible-based, you know, news and articles. And we try so hard to make sure. So I was just pleased to hear how God is continuing to use message. I want to share one other thing, but you have to let me know when it's enough, because I will go all day on
that. Well, I understand that, but share that. Share this last one with us.
Well, the one thing that I will say, when we're talking about sharing, I was talking to a man just the other day who was a pastor. He hadn't seen Message magazine in 10 years. And to everybody who's listening, you remember that old commercial that said, this is not your father's Oldsmobile. This is where we are right now. Message is not maybe what you would have thought back in the day, because it's, number one, is not something that we're going to keep to ourselves.
Right, right.
It's not about ourselves. This is the kind of thing that we want to share. And so in the sense that our paradigm is shifting from something that we look at to read about ourselves or to encourage ourselves, the paradigm is shifting to make sure that we take message out and off of our coffee table and put it in the hands and the mailboxes of the people around us. And so we decided a couple of years ago, we want to make sure that message is that tool that we use in the churches all around the country. We said we're going to participate in a program called Touch 10K. Our good friend, Pastor Vandion Griffith, who used to be there in Alabama and Tennessee, Griffin, he started Touch 10K. We said every church reach out and share and pray with at least 10,000 people every year. We said we'll give away Message Magazine as part of this. You know, every time you touch somebody, you reach out to someone, this is an opportunity to share the magazine or even subscribe the magazine. Well, Touch 10K Day has grown. Touch 10K has grown. And so our Message magazine kickoff on May 4 is Touch 10K, but 10 by 10. 10 cities with 10,000 magazines being distributed on May 4th.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
amen.
Once people found out about it, they said, I want to be involved. So now we're up to 21 cities across North America.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On May 4th. We're talking Birmingham, Philly, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Portland, St. Louis, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Riverside, Omaha, Denver, Kansas City, Minneapolis. This is going to be great.
It is.
And
I am so thankful to hear the enthusiasm I hear in your voice. And I want to say a word to the people listening. Stop just praying for your people alone and send them the message.
Amen.
I want to ask those of you listening today, tell at least 10 or 12 friends to listen to Dare to Dream.
Yes.
Get them to listen to Dare to Dream. Let's send a donation to Dare to Dream. Let's subscribe for the Message magazine. And not just pray alone for people, but to invest some of your money and time in talking about that which God has given to us to share with others. Because one thing you need to know, Jesus is not coming until this gospel goes through all the world.
Yes.
Now you can cry and talk about he's going to hurry up. He's not hurrying up just because you want him to hurry up. He's not coming until the gospel goes to all the world.
Yes. Yes.
I know you stopped going. You're tired of going to funerals. If we were more tired, we would do a lot more work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my time is just about to get away from me, and I just want to get Brother Jason on the line one more time. Brother Jason, tell me something just about the Dare to Dream things that you want to accomplish. I don't have much time, but I'm so glad that both of you are here again.
Praise the Lord. We're so happy to be here. And, you know, some of the things I want to get accomplished is I really want to reach cities around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, but in a very practical way. You know, we have cooking programs on Dare to Dream, one of which features Nicole Braxton, who she heads up this ministry called Around the World in 7 Days. She does a wonderful job on creative cooking. We have another program on financial literacy called Take It to the Bank. We have Take It to the Bank, and we have Dollars and Cents. You know, we're called to be good stewards. Well, what does that look like? We have a wonderful program called Working the Dream, how to get your dream job, grow in your dream job, and incorporate Christ in the workplace. And that's hosted by somebody very close to you, Brother Eric Kelly.
About 3 feet away, but yeah, very close.
Yes.
And so we have just several different programs that focus on the total human being.
Oh, we
It's not enough to tell somebody how, you know, to just go be a Christian. Well, what does that look like?
Yes.
What should I eat? You know, how should I manage my money? What,
yes.
You know, mm-hmm. How should I even study the Bible? Like, the fundamentals, and that's something that we want to get out to the cities. We want to uplift the families. We have a program called Pumped Up Parents.
Yes.
We have a program called The Father's Heart. We just want to see families together and thriving and surviving for Christ.
Thank you so much, each of you. I am so grateful to have you on the broadcast today. We're going to do it again should the Lord spare our lives. But until that time, I just want you to know we'll be talking about Dare to Dream, Wanted to Go All Over the World, and also we'll be talking about Message Magazine. And I'm going to ask Chaplain Peters if he would have our closing prayer today. Thank you all so much for coming on the broadcast, even though you are a little ways away from us.
Thank you, Chaplain.
Let's pray.
Thank you.
Lord God, we find ourselves here once again, thanking you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, as Dare to Dream and Message Magazine continues to be instruments for your work, Lord, bless the hands who prepare and work in your vineyard. Give them favor. Give them increase. Lord, for your kingdom's sake, bless us as we minister on behalf of those you love with an everlasting love. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. And save us when you return. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And bless Elder, Lord. Bless him in an awesome way. We love you. And we can't wait to see you. Keep us until that day, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for staying tuned today to our broadcast, Think It Over. And don't forget, the true object of life is ministry. May God use all your talents and gifts this week to cause somebody else to want to know Jesus. So until we get together again,